Branch NMLS number 33041. Rick Rittman's NMLS number 664589. Equal housing lender. Some restrictions apply.
Welcome to Indy's Real Estate Gurus, brought to you by Advisors Mortgage Group and Fix It Mortgage. Our branch NMLS is 33041. Now, here's your host, the hard working mortgage guy, Rick Rickman.
Welcome, and thank you so much for joining me today. I truly appreciate you taking a little time on your weekend to listen to my show. This is Rick Ribba, your hardworking mortgage guy, and this is Indy's Real Estate Gurus. If you would like to talk with me or get a hold of me, have any mortgage questions, just go to my website, hardworkingmortgageguy.com. That's hardworkingmortgageguy.com, and all my contact information is there. You can even contact me through my website, and I look forward to talking with you. And today we want to talk about, the market for purchases is obviously very, very hot. I think pretty much everybody knows that, but it is. It's been hot for quite some time. There's not a lot of, we lack inventory. We have a lot of people looking at homes. And so I want to talk about how do you go about purchasing a home in a hot market like this? It can be a little different. And, some of what I'm going to talk about is all markets. Some of what I'm going to talk about is this market. I want to start with the 10 benefits of using a realtor to buy a home. And in this market, it is extremely helpful to use a realtor to do that. And it's always very important, but it may, as much as most people might think it's less important in today's market, it is probably more important in today's market. There's a lot of things that a real estate agent can do, a realtor can do. And one, they can help you negotiate the process and the tricky process of buying a home. It really helps to have somebody who's done this. They're used to this market. They are very used to this market currently. They know how to walk through it. It makes a world of difference. It makes it much easier. So it's extremely important that you use a realtor, make your life a lot easier. And tough times, most people are looking to cut costs. So and this is when it's, when things are slow, they want to cut costs any way they can. And in a home purchase, who wouldn't want to save that extra 3%? That can be $3,000 on a $100,000 sale price. And that's typically what a buyer's agent makes on a real estate transaction. And most experts think it's money well spent. I agree with that. It's true that anyone can shop for a house, and you can, and even get a peek inside without formally signing on with a real estate agent. But unless you have times to make, house shopping a part-time job, an agent might be able to match you with the perfect property much faster. And especially in this market, because they sell so fast, you really, really, really need that agent who is watching the market, knows what comes on the market, knows when it's coming on, may even have the listing come on themselves. They know it's coming, and they can and they can get you into houses that by the time you as a non-realtor trying to do it yourself, you by the time you get there, this house is sold. You never have a chance to look at it. So in this market, it's extremely important. And it just helps you tremendously. Let's say you want a pool, or you don't want a swimming pool, or maybe you want a fenced-in yard or a dog, for the dog, or maybe a basement playroom for the kids. If you're looking for something specific, a real estate agent is the person whose job it is to know if there's a house out there that'll fit your needs, and he or she will hold your hand through the deal to boot. So they'll make sure you walk through the process. They'll take you through all of that. Let's look at some of the top benefits of using an agent to buy a home. Number 10 is the ethical considerations. Though not all real estate agents are members of the National Association of Realtors, NAR is what the acronym is. Those who do join are a group agreed to abide by a code of ethics. That code stipulates that realtors deal with all parties of the transaction honestly. Under the code, the realtor is obligated to put the client's interest ahead of his own, and this is a buyer's agent. He or she is also required to make full disclosure about the problems with the property and be truthful in advertising. The Code of Ethics has some teeth. Local board governed by the NAR enforce the provisions. Penalties can include a $5,000 fine, a one-year suspension from the association, or a three-year expulsion. How frequently this happens is unclear because local boards handle enforcement actions. No national statistics on penalties, you know, against realtors are available. That's from the National Association of Realtors. But it is important that you find somebody who, you know, they are going to care about you and work with you and be ethical. I have many agents that I work with. I know a lot of the top agents here in the city. So if you're looking at doing that, I can really help you find the right agent. Now, the number 10 is kind of the legality part of it, or the thing that is important most people don't think about. But number 9 is their price expertise. This is extremely important. I will talk to a customer, call them up and say, hey, what do you think they call me, they want to refinance. One of my first questions is, what do you think the value of your home is today? What do you think it would appraise for or sell for? And the vast majority of people don't know, or they guess, or sometimes they've talked to a realtor and they have a perfect idea. They know exactly what they think it will go for. And that is extremely important. It is important that you don't underprice or overprice the home. You don't get a lot of chance. So if you underprice the home, somebody's going to buy it and buy it for much lower than what you should have been able to, you should have sold it for. And if you overprice the home, you're going to probably have trouble getting offers. It's the only type of homes I see sitting on the market are those that are very, very overpriced. And I have seen a few of those that are sitting on a market that is, you know, most homes sell in 2 weeks or less, or they have a lot of work to be done. And even though homes with work to be done are seem to be selling much quicker today than they were, because it's so hard to find a house that people are using the renovation loans to do those. So we are seeing those starting to move again, at a decent pace. But the ones that are overpriced, those are the ones that can be very difficult and can take some time to sell. And especially in a market, it's no reason to overprice a home in a market where you get 3 or 4 offers and people will offer you more than you're asking. Your best to, you know, make the home as close to the value as you can, the real value. And then if they want to offer more, you can let them do that. And a real estate agent will walk you through that process. They'll know what it should be. They'll know what the value of the property is. They'll know how much you should be asking for it. And if they are unclear, they will get with other agents and they will walk, they'll all get together and they'll talk about it and they'll come up with a value. One of the things I can tell you, when not in this market, it's a little different, but in many markets, if there's a real estate agent on the sale of the property and on the listing of the property, so the buyer's agent and the seller's agent, if they're on both ends, it's very rare our appraisals don't come in, because the agents know what the values are and they don't overprice them generally unless somebody forces them to, and they don't normally have you make an offer higher than the value. Today it's different. Today people are doing that. Let's say that the next one is requesting repairs. So let's say you find a house, you make an offer, they accept the offer, but there's repairs that need to be done. You know, this is something that you need, the sellers, you need to know what to ask them to do. For instance, you can have a house that maybe there's some minor things. In this market, there could be some minor things that you just want to get the house and you just don't. The real estate agent will walk you through it. You know, we don't ask for these little things because they aren't that big a deal and it could kill the deal. They could come back and say, no, we're going to put the house back on the market because we had 4 offers, or we have a backup offer and they'll just come in and buy the house and they aren't requiring this. So it is one of those things where you with a real estate agent, they can walk through that. It's much more comfortable for most people to have the real estate agent deal with it, the realtor deal with it, than for them to deal with it with the seller. It's just a more comfortable situation for most people. So it is easier if you're going to shop for homes. One falls in your house and your lap and, you know, you don't need an agent, that's different. But for the most part, you're going to be much better off with a real estate agent. And again, with this, you know, if there's work that needs to be done. Now, there could be major things, and the agent will also help walk you through these major items and make sure that when you're looking at these major items that they know what needs to be done, how important it is. It's just one of those things. By having an expert, it can make a huge, huge difference, and it'll make you feel a lot better. We're going to break, but after the break, we're going to talk more about the way to use a real estate agent, why you should have a real estate agent to help you buy a home in this market.
You're listening to Indy's Real Estate Gurus, brought to you by Advisors Mortgage Group and Fix It Mortgage. Now back to your host, the hard-working mortgage guy, Rick Rickma.
Welcome back, and thank you so much for joining me today. I truly appreciate it. And we've been talking about, you know, using, you know, whether you should use a real estate agent, a realtor, when looking to buy a home in this market or in any market. And we're really the 10 benefits of using one. I think it's really important, especially in this market, but in all markets, when you're buying a home, to use a realtor if it's at all possible. Now, sometimes a home will fall in your lap. You know, a neighbor wants to sell and you want to buy. Maybe you don't need the agent at that point. Or a friend has a house to sell, you want to buy it. Those are times when maybe you don't need the agent. I still think it doesn't hurt, but it certainly times when you can kind of understand why somebody doesn't use an agent. Otherwise, you know, these reasons are to me very clear. The we talked about the ethical considerations, their price expertise. They know what to, you know, to offer. They know how to negotiate those pricing. You know, they know how to request and look at the inspection and what repairs should be fixed and how to request those repairs to be done through this, you know, to the seller. So it is important that you do that. The next thing, obviously, is they can help you find the available homes. You know, a real estate agent will most likely know quite a bit about unadvertised homes that you may have missed, which helps you with the search. And when we say unadvertised homes, there could be homes that are, you know, close to coming on the market. My son bought a home last year, and when he bought his home, they have in the area he bought, and this happens to be in Chicago, but in the area they bought, there's homes that they just kind of tell the agents that are there. They don't list them. They'll pay the selling agent, but they don't want to list the house because the houses are sell so well. And so you can find houses like that if you work with a real estate agent. You don't generally find those on your own. So you're much better off with an agent. Additionally, they're going to know the houses that have come on the market. And in this market, that is extremely, extremely helpful because many times by the time you see a sign out in front of a home that it is for sale, it is already sold in this market. That is not unusual. So you really want somebody who's there and can help you. A lot of the homes you can find on the webs on websites. You can go out there and you can look on realtor.com. You can look at Zillow. There's lots of places you can look up homes. But again, by the time in this market, by the time they get there, they may have already been sold. I've seen that happen over and over again. It's just amazing because our market is so great right now. But it doesn't matter. Even in a slow market, it can be even more valuable because you need some additional tools that an agent has, which we'll talk about here in a little later. You know, another issue that I've seen is when somebody is buying a house on their own, you know, without a real estate agent. Usually it's a family member, you know, dad selling the kid a house, you know, somebody buying their neighbor's house, something like that. And then you have the paperwork. And I don't know what it is about paperwork, but paperwork tends to scare people. They tend to, when they, you know, something they don't know how to fill out, even things that we actually, if we just calm down and look at it, we could fill out very easily. Well, are we putting in the right thing? Are we not putting in the right thing? You know, the date. Well, should I put in today? Should I make the offer? Should I put in the day that it accepted? You know, all these things tend to go through our mind. We second guess ourselves and make the paperwork much more difficult. The real estate agent, the realtor, will know how to fill out the paperwork. That takes away that problem. I remember when I got into sales, and I actually got into car sales. The first thing I ever sold, I was a used car salesman. I love to tell people, even when I was selling used cars, because everybody looks so negative at a used car salesperson, but I tried to do it right, and I think most do. It's just a few give them a bad name. But I, you know, that I read where the first three sales a salesperson misses because they're scared of the paperwork. So if you don't train people on the paperwork, they miss the sale. Well, that is the same thing. If you're not comfortable with the paperwork, if the seller's not comfortable with the paperwork, you can actually mess up the whole thing. So you don't want to do that. You want somebody who's familiar with it. You want somebody who understands the paperwork and the process of the paperwork. So it is extremely important you use a realtor who can help you through that, can walk you through it and make sure that you have the paperwork done correctly and that you're not, you know, it doesn't create the stress that it can create. And really it shouldn't, but it can. If you insist on doing it yourself, you can. It's not that hard to fill out the paperwork. I've seen it cause a lot of people a lot of stress and feel very uncomfortable that they don't have all the information correct. The next number five is the purple room phenomenon. Aside from the technical aspects of a sale and the mistakes people can make with the paperwork, real estate agents know, the realtors know, the neighborhoods and the houses inside and out. They know this area. Mendenhall calls it the purple room phenomenon. If a buyer wants a house with a purple room, she says the experienced real estate agent will know the house that's for sale that has that room. In a more general way, an agent will be aware of features that don't show as well as well on the internet. If a buyer is looking for a house with a space that could be used for an office, an attached mother-in-law's unit, or a room that's perfect for showing off a prized grandfather clock, a human agent is more likely to find a match than a real estate website. And that is absolutely true. I haven't looked for houses because I'm not in the market, but I have looked for many other things. And it is amazing how you put in very specific, this is what I want to see, and you get back everything but what you're wanting to see. And an agent may have already walked through that house. They may have gone and seen that house. They may have listed the home. They may, you know, they have agents in their office. So they may have talked and said, hey, I listed the house. It has this, it has that. And they store that. They know that information. So when you go to them and you say, I want certain things, they may know exactly where to take you to cut down on the amount of time you have to run out, look at houses. And in this market, it's really difficult because if you go through a house and you've got your, usually now it's an appointment, you go in, you got half an hour or whatever time, you walk through the house, you leave, and then you may have to make an offer that night or the next day. They're taking they're taking offers by this time and everything else they aren't going to look at. They take the offers and then they make a decision. So you don't have a lot of time to make that decision. You want to cut down as much as you can on the houses that you look at because you need, unfortunately, you need to make a decision. You need to make it quickly. So in this, otherwise, I've watched too many people spend, you know, weeks and months looking at houses and they can't get anything done because they aren't comfortable making a decision. Once they've done that for a while, then they make a decision, they get the house, and it helps a lot. So it is very, very important that you have an agent who can help you through those time frames too. The next one is unemotional negotiating. And I know everybody thinks they won't get emotional in the negotiations. They can keep a clear head. I'm that way. I think I can be level-headed and I can stay out of falling in love with the house, and negotiations can be unemotional, but it just isn't what I've seen for most people. And then, truthfully, I know it's not really for me. When I buy a car, I know better than to fall in love with a car, but I do anyway. It's just hard to do. So you want that third party who's level-headed, who can walk you through it and help you stay on the right side and be level-headed, because they're not going to be emotional about it. And if you're fighting with the seller over adding a hose to the dishwasher because the water drains on the floor, you know, it's just easy to lose your cool. And having an agent write the request objectively and forward it to the sellers, usually to the selling agent. The agent then gets it, talks to the buyer. All that works because you've got these third party people who are now, they're not the ones doing it, and they can calm the seller, they can calm the buyer, they can kind of give people the right direction because they have a lot of experience and they understand what they're doing. So it is, again, it really does help you if you have a realtor to help you through that process. They will have code experience. So they'll have an idea, you know, what the codes are in an area. So it's important to, and it's important to know about the city codes when buying a house, and your agent should be able to fill you in. If you want to buy a charming little house near a business district and turn the front parlor into a candle store, you need to know if the city's going to allow that. Typically, an experienced real estate agent is familiar with the local zoning ordinances, and to make sure you don't buy the wrong house. The other thing is they'll also go to the city. They'll find out if it's possible, if that's important to you, so that you know whether you can do that or not, because you don't want to buy the wrong house. You know, by the same token, if you want to build a fence in the backyard add a bedroom, an agent should be able to make sure you're buying a property where the city allows it. Also, some cities may require expensive upgrades on older properties when they sell. For example, if a house isn't connected to the city sewers, and a buyer will be, you know, could be required to spend tens of thousands of dollars to connect to the property, the real estate agent will make sure that requirement is disclosed before the deal goes very far. So you'd know about it, so you don't buy the house, move in, and all of a sudden have a $15,000, $20,000 bill to hook up to the sewer that you didn't expect. And that can be a real shock. And the agent's should know about those things. They should be disclosed, but the agent should also know about those things. Most of them do. They will, if you're making an offer. They check out the house. They know. They're going to look at it for what you're trying to do, and they're going to make sure that you're actually getting a house that is in the realm of what, you know, you can do what you want to do with that home. So it is, again, another area where can you go check code and all that? Absolutely, you can. The problem is for most of us, we don't actually know what to check. You can check with the city and check codes, but I mean, there's a lot of codes. So it's, you don't know what might be wrong. You don't know what might not be wrong. You may be a person who does, but most people don't. I worked for a builder. I sat on a plan commission for 8 years. And I still don't know all the codes, and I've been off for a while, so I wouldn't know any of the new codes. It's just one of those things that it's hard to know what you might need to do. Number two is thorough record keeping. Although real estate agents aren't lawyers, they can serve as a good resource years after the deal is closed. In some states, licensed agents are required to keep full files of all documents and all transactions for several years. I just know most of the agents I talk to, they have that information. They know, they keep the information. It's important. They want to make sure they have it at their fingertips if you need anything. And so most of them can get the information if you have anything that comes up. And it just does. It doesn't happen to everybody, but there are things that come up. I get calls many a time, you know, needing something from the title company or something like that. Somebody can't remember what title company we closed at, and they need information. So I'm able to get that information because we keep it. If not, we keep it. So I always can get the information, things like that. If it was a purchase, there may be things I don't have, but I don't necessarily have the purchase agreement. Normally, actually, I probably would. But if I don't, I would send you to the real estate agent to get it, or I'd call them myself and see if we could get you what you need. You know, while you may and should keep your files yourself, you can count on your agent to keep that information organized and safeguards. In case there's anything comes up, any trouble, any property issues come up, you'll be able to contact your agent at any time, you know, in the coming years. You should be able to have the questions. They should be able to answer them or be able to look them up and get you the answers. I don't know about you, but I keep records. I keep meticulous notes. It's just how I am. But if they get older and older, and I don't know why, I could find a note from 20 years ago. I keep them all. I could find a note from 20 years ago, but for some reason I can't find the note that I needed from 6 months ago. You know, when somebody calls, that's always the issue. So I will find it eventually, but it's one of those things where it just helps to have somebody else with the information in case you can't find it. Now you're saying, oh, I don't want Rick. He won't have the information. But like I said, I almost always find it. I have people call me from 15 years ago, and I still have the information in my notes. Generally, I know what the basics of what we did. Again, if you have any questions you want to get a real estate agent, you want to start looking at houses, and you want to talk to a top-notch, solid real estate agent, just let me know. Go to my website, hardworkingmortgageguy.com. That's hardworkingmortgageguy.com, and just all my contact information is there. Contact me from there. You can even get contact me from my website, and I'll get back with you as soon as I can, or you can even call me. If I can answer, I will. If I can't, I will call you back as soon as I can. Number one problem that you can avoid with having a real estate agent is, and you may not be able to avoid it 100%, but you can avoid it 99%, and that is closing problems. The real estate agents will really work to make sure that at closing, everything is already done. There's no surprises. You don't have any issues. You close like you're supposed to, and there are no issues. Used to be, like on the mortgage end, you know, we may not have all our paperwork done until right before closing, so you haven't seen it yet. Now we still may not have all the paperwork done if there's issues and we're trying to meet a date and it's really close, things like that. But you're going to have the very, very basics 3 days beforehand guaranteed. Has to happen or we can't close the loan. So you're going to have that 3 days before you close. Then we're going to update any issues, any problems. We're going to correct it in that 3 days. And then there'll be a final closing disclosure. And that normally comes out a day before closing. Sometimes, again, there could be issues where it takes a little longer. I'd say 95% of the time, it's a day before closing. You're totally ready. You've wired your funds. You know what you've got. You know where you are. Everything works perfectly, but once in a while, something happens that it takes a little longer than what it normally would to get that taken, you know, to get that to you. So it is something that can happen, but for the most part, you are going to avoid the closing problems. Now, one of the things, even though it's not in the top 10, it's kind of one of the things I think is one of the most important things that a real estate agent, a realtor can do, is when you're out looking at homes, first, they can make it much more comfortable when you go through a home because they're used to doing it. It's somebody else's house. It can feel very uncomfortable. And they're opening doors, making sure you're looking in all the areas because you don't want to. I sold new homes, and I can tell you, even in a brand new home, some people didn't want to open a door that was shut. They felt like they were invading somebody's privacy. So I would open the door, and that's what a real estate agent will do, because you need to see the closets, you need to see the pantry, you need to see those areas, and they will be, you may not have that issue, but you may, and it just is easier if they're doing it, they're opening it, they're looking at it, they're helping you look at it. It's just better, and they may notice something you didn't notice. It's just one of those things that can be very, very valuable. They'll also help you decide on what's the best way to make an offer. There's a lot of things. It's price. It's, you know, when you're going to take, when you're going to take possession of the home, you know, what you're going to do about inspections, those kind of things. They can help you through all of that. A real estate agent is extremely important to helping you purchase a home. If you have any questions on real estate agents, you're looking to have one, you'd like to hire one, and you want some ideas of who might be great for you, or any mortgage questions, please go online to hardworkingmortgageguy.com. That's hardworkingmortgageguy.com. You can contact me from there. And I appreciate it so much. I hope you have a great weekend.